How to remain positive. When we do not trust others, or when we attack them harshly without looking at our own behavior first, we are hurting ourselves most of all. We are also harming those we love, closing ourselves off in a misguided attempt at self-protection. In either case, we are demonstrating that we ourselves are not sufficiently loving because we are unwilling to view objectionable behavior as a call for help. Spiritual warriors put no one out of their hearts. They love everyone, finding positive qualities in each individual, even if such qualities are well hidden. As spiritual warriors, then, we may recognize that some people are immature, but instead of condemning them, we should look for loving ways to protect and guide them. Difficult people are like antiques. They have potential beauty despite their rough spots. For example, if we love antiques, we may cherish an 18th century chair enough to get it upholstered again and again. Because the piece is important to us, we find a way to make it functional and beautiful. Similarly, if we genuinely care about family, friends, and associates, we will make our relationships sweet, diffusing difficult situations and helping those who engage in unproductive behavior to improve. To categorize others in a negative way means that we have already decided they are inherently selfish, unloving, or untrustworthy. We cannot help them turn weaknesses into strengths. Instead, having assumed that their limitations are insurmountable, we have cast them in a mold from which it is almost impossible for them to escape. Rather than sharing our love, we have reinforced their shortcomings by relating to them according to our narrow definition. No matter how positive we are, situations may arise in which people reject our love, advice, or support. How do we express ourselves in such circumstances? The wisest course of action is to remain firm and steady without reacting negatively or giving up. We must not change who we are or alter the love we feel. If we react negatively to a person who refuses our help, something is wrong with our own consciousness. We are seeking self-gratification because we want to be viewed as magnanimous, wise, or powerful. Our love is then conditional. We do not have to manipulate others in order to receive their love and respect. We should live simply and authentically, uncontrolled by the opinions of those around us. If we are genuinely loving, people will be naturally drawn to us. The only requirement is that we express ourselves truthfully, accepting the fact that some people may like us and others may not. Under no circumstances should we try to change just because someone does not approve of us.